Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. That explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was at the city at the time of the explosion. He was the mayor of Davao, where he is hugely popular, for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger, Jean Ping, in a nationwide vote. Ping is disputing the results, showing he lost by 5,000 votes. Ping says he has evidence of election rigging, which he plans to present to Gabon's constitutional court. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.